Welcome to Live with Smejus and Melly, and here are your hosts, Smejus and Melly.
Hello, and welcome to the Smejus and Melly Show. I'm Smejus, and this is...
Oh, shut up! It's Melly!
Oh, God.
Thank you for joining us tonight. Tonight, we are going to talk about the famous novel, To Kill a Mockingbird, written by Harper Lee. Our first guest is a personal friend of mine, a great teacher.
Oh my gosh,
he's the coolest,
I can't believe he's here.
I can't believe he's here. Okay, Mr. Bars!
Woo! I'd give you all A's if that wasn't bribery.
What is your opinion on the most important theme, which is, of course, prejudice?
I think that although all the themes are prevalent to the novel, the theme of prejudice is probably shown the most.
Why do you think that?
Well, Melly, when this book came out, it was during the Scottsboro trials and sometimes after the Great Depression, so those two events play an active and important role in how the novel plays out. Mr. Barnes is sexy.
What?
I didn't hear anything.
Okay, all right. Moving on then. So, do you think that prejudice is a main part of the novel because of the events surrounding the time period?
That is correct, Smejus. The whole novel was about a trial against an innocent black man, so the whole story was jam-packed with racism, sexism, and ageism. An example of sexism appeared in chapter 4 on page 41. I was not so sure, but Jem told me I was being a girl, that girls always imagine things. That's why other people hated them so, and if I started behaving like one, I could just go off and find some to play with. Jem said this to Scout, and I don't know about you guys, but I sure do like girls. Yeah, they're groovy.
Thanks again for coming, Mr. Barnes.
You are welcome. I think I feel a tear coming.
Well, I'll miss you.
We're gonna miss you.
Okay. Our next guest is a sixth grader student from Sierra Vista Middle School.
Please give a warm welcome to Billy Bob.
Hey, Smejus and Melly. It's cool to be here. Can you guys want to see my Heelys?
Yeah, they're nice. So, what theme do you think is most prevalent and necessary to the novel?
What does prevalent mean?
Just answer the question.
Well, I think courage is in the book a lot. I'd rather be skating with my Heelys, though.
That is not true. Almost every quote in the book can be connected to prejudice, and the whole trial has racism written all over it.
I disagree. Scout and Jem and Atticus were all courageous to take on the trial, and that was more important than the prejudice side of it.
Scout was even prejudiced in the novel. An example is in chapter 3 on page 24, where Calpurnia says, "That boy's your company, and if he wants to eat up the tablecloth, you let him, you hear?" And then... Scout says, "He ain't company, Cal, he's just a Cunningham."
In the story, the people were so prejudiced against Tom Robinson, they pronounced him guilty even with the valid evidence and eventually shot him when he tried to escape.
They even had presence of sexism in the novel quite a bit. On page 52 in chapter 6, Jem said this to Scout. "Scout, I'm telling on you for the last time. Shut your trap or go home. I declare you're getting more like a girl every day."
Yeah, whatever. My Heelys are more fun than reading the book anyhow.
Well, thanks for coming. We appreciate your ignorant opinion. Okay, now we have a freshman who attends Compton High. Her name is Dante Marvopoulos Mastini? Okay, whatever.
Dante just wrote a paragraph about the book, To Kill a Mockingbird. Can you read your essay out loud for us?
Okay. This paragraph is about To Kill a Mockingbird, and it has prejudice happening every day in the book. Like, when on page 176, this boy, Jem, was all like, hush, she doesn't understand it, Revan. She ain't even 9 yet, and it was all like ageism. He, like, thinks she's younger and doesn't understand things just because she's younger and he treats her differently. The end.
Oh, that deserves 100%.
Oh. Like, I know, but, like, I got a 2% because my teacher's ageism.
It's ageist, honey. Are there any other times in the story where ageism is present?
I don't think so.
Actually, on page 63, there's an example of ageism. It must be some little kid's place. Hides his things from the bigger folks.
Okay, wait, what?
It shows ageism!
Wait. What?
Oh my gosh. Okay, it shows ageism because the bigger kids are taking advantage of the little kids, and they pick on them because they're ageist.
Okay, so...
Well, thanks for coming. That's all the time we have for Dante, I think. Anyways, our next guest is a famous rapper, Snoop Dogg.
Yo, homies, how's it going in the his house?
Good, good. Well, today we have been discussing prejudice and the prevalence of that topic in the novel To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, dog, that book is the shiznit. That Atticus right there is all up in defending those niggas.
So, you agree that prejudice is the main idea in To Kill a Mockingbird?
For sure. That book right here is all about peeps judging other homies. especially when those homies are black. Man, they treat black boys like they some kind of dogs. You know what I'm saying? See, nowadays we call each other nigger, and most of the time it's meant like a good thing. But in 1930s, people use it in an offensive way, like they're referring back to the slave days, and that ain't right there.
What do you think about page 76 when Scout went up to Cecile Jacobs? With this in mind, I faced Cecile Jacobs in the schoolyard the next day. You're gonna take that back, boy? You gotta make me first, he yelled. My folks said your daddy was a disgrace and that nigger out of hang from the water tank.
Oh, snaps! That right there is just sad. The Finch family is just trying to treat everyone like they's equals, and they get shiznit for it. Scout's my girl. She's tight. She defends her padre even though the kids in the schoolyard tease her about it. If I was there, I'd get some of my boys to pop a cap in those kids' ignorant butts.
Melly and I feel the same way.
Hey, Snoop, is it all right if we show you our rap?
For show, homies. Bust it out.
Okay, here it goes. Yo, 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 To Kill a Mockingbird. Oh! Prejudice is wrong.
Like your mom.
Scout and Jem put up with people going, your dad.
Then it was all, don't get mad, fools. Get glad.
Now Tom Robinson is straight up dead.
He got shot right there in his head. Break it down.
Racism, sexism, ageism, and stereotypes.
Cause I'm hyped.
Discrimination.
This is an invitation.
To humanity.
Without insanity.
Don't use profanity.
Racism sucks. Yeah, boy.
Self-sight.
Self-sight.
That was hot for show, boys.
Thanks, Snoop. Yeah, we did pretty well busting that rap together.
That looks like all the time we have for today. Tune in next time when we'll be... Wait, go.
Oh, tune in next time where we will be discussing the many types of ice there are. There's so many kinds, like cubed ice, crushed ice, and shaved ice.
Shaved ice? I didn't know ice could be shaved.
Oh, hilarious, hilarious.
I know, right?
Did you just think of that right now?
No, I thought of it when we wrote the script. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Anyways, tune in next time for the Smeegis and...
Melly!
Show.
Yeah.